This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
What is a can bead workshop? Have you ever wondered? Kia ora and welcome to MS Momentum. My name is Katie Burns. I'm the community connector for MS Otago, and MS Momentum is our monthly podcast on ORFM, talking to people from across Otago and beyond about all things related to MS and sometimes even further abroad than that. Today I am talking with the wonderful Jenny from CanBead. So welcome, Jenny, to the show today.
Thanks, Katie. So happy we get this chance to talk.
Yeah, it's awesome to have you on. And so for anyone listening who might not be aware of, I guess, what CanBead is and its story, how did CanBead come to be?
Okay. Well, CanBead is all about inspiring people to find their creativity and to use creativity as part of their wellbeing toolkit. We started in 2011, so it's our 15-year anniversary this year, which is really exciting, with a lady called Sarah who was diagnosed with melanoma. When she was in her treatments, she had a friend who gave her a jewelry making kit. And every time she had an appointment, going to radiography and whatnot, she'd make herself a necklace. And she found that process really helpful, that therapeutic connection, making this jewelry to give her something to think about other than the cancer treatment. And it became a talking point with the nurses. And when she was moved into remission, she auctioned off those pieces and used some of that money to support Cancer Society in Ashburton, where she's from, and the rest of it set up CanBead. So that's how we started, and that is where we were born.
Yeah, I really love that story, and I really love that there's such a personal connection to the beginning of CanBead.
Sarah is still with us. She still is involved in CanBead. So we continue her work.
Yeah, I think that's just amazing. And Jenny, you are, as I understand it, the coordinator for Otago. And so how did you kind of become involved in CanBead? What did that look like for you?
Yeah, so I've been with CanBead for just a little over 2 years. I was involved in our local kindergarten. I've got two small children, and that got me interested in the wider community and thinking that I wanted something that had impact within the wider community. And a friend who was on the committee for Kindy with me saw the advert and flicked it through, and she's like, "You'd be perfect for this job." And it was funny because she didn't know, but when I was in my university years, I got really into making beaded jewelry, and she didn't know that about me at all. but it was like a nice little full circle kind of connection. CanBead had the community impact that I wanted, because we work with people who are going through really rough times, and it was lovely to find a job that had that chance to bring some light and sparkle, and then the creative angle of the jewelry making, which I'd already been interested in the past, so that was really lovely. I also at the time, and still am, managing long COVID, and there was that real personal connection for me that as I got more involved in CanBead, and I realised just how important creativity, joy, fun is to somebody's well-being, and not just from a mental health perspective, but into your physical health as well. So it's something I've become really passionate about from their own personal experience of finding time in my well-being plan, my self-care plan, to add creativity in there. And now we help other people. I get to help other people do that too. So. Yeah.
I really love that. And I really love what you said about, helping people in tough times, because sometimes I've talked to people before about CanBead, and they said, "Oh, I'd love to do that, but that's only for cancer patients."
No, not at all.
A rhetoric I've heard in the community, and I know that's not the case.
I think the CanBead canteen sometimes and then the beads of hope that for child cancer. So sometimes it can be that little bit of confusion, but no, we're here for anybody experiencing loss, trauma, illness, and disability. There are a lot of different organisations that we work with. Obviously, MS Otago, but Catholic Social Services, OCASA, Otago Youth Wellness Trust. Lots of different. Oh, ELF, that's a fun one. Enabling Love and Friendship. We had a great workshop with them making bird catches. So yeah, all kinds of people who are just dealing with things that are a little bit harder than the average normal life, and that's most of us, to be fair.
And that's another thing I really love about Canbead is that it's actually so broad in terms of the people that it can help. And I really love what you said about allowing, joy and creativity and fun into your life when you're experiencing hard times. Because I feel like so often that's the first thing to kind of drop off, right? Well, I've got to focus on the physical stuff. I've got to focus on the mental health. I've got to focus on the whatever, the thing is that's going on.
I think we get very, I know, so I know with my long COVID stuff, I can get very symptom focused. How am I feeling today is all about where do I feel in my body? How am I feeling in my body? How's my brain fog today? That kind of thing. But I don't often think, how am I going to enjoy where I am right now? How do I meet myself where I am and find something positive, find some joy, and being able to access creativity is a tool that you can use to bring some of that joy, find some of that fun. And what I like about Canbead in particular, and the beadwork in particular, is that, again, it meets you where you are. You can do as much or as little as you have the capacity to do. And that can be because you're unwell, but it also just might be busy life, just the normal everyday stresses of busy life. If all you have time to do is take some beads out and arrange them in pretty colors, that's actually enough to give your brain that little bit of hit of something fun. So I think that's that accessibility of the beadwork is actually really good. All our participants who come along to our workshops get the opportunity to get a kit bag. So we can set you up with everything you need to get started as well. Because obviously cost sometimes to start a new hobby can be a bit much. So for our Canbead participants, they get beads, they get tools, they get an instruction kit. So, again, it can meet you where you are. What capacity do you have to just bring something fun into your day?
And I think, again, I think that's so very, very important and very underrated at the same time. We are just going to take a super quick ad break and we'll be right back.
MS Otago aims to empower people with multiple sclerosis and their support networks by providing them with information and skills to participate actively in the community in ways that are meaningful to them. You can find us at Dunedin Community House and online at msotago.org.nz, or you can give us a call on 027 889 9035. MS Otago, working for the people of Otago.
If you are just joining us, this is MS Momentum. My name is Katie Burns. I'm the Community Connector for MS Otago, and MS Momentum is our monthly podcast on ORFM. Today I am talking with Jenny from Canbead Otago. And so before the break, we were talking about what Canbead is, how it got started with a lovely woman named Sarah based in Ashburton, and Jenny's personal connection to Canbead, as well as the kind of people that Canbead supports, which is almost everyone that's going through a tough time, isn't it, Jenny? And so what might someone expect if someone's listening to this and they think, man, that sounds great. I'd love a bit of joy and fun in my life. What might someone expect from a Canbead workshop?
Okay. So you show up, maybe a little bit awkward, a little bit shy, thinking, I don't have creativity. I'm not artsy fartsy. I'm not that kind of person. And that's okay. We're here for everybody. You would be faced with a bright and bubbly tutor and a couple of eager volunteers. Our tutor in Dunedin is Jules, and she is a ray of sunshine. We take you through how to make something. Now, how to make something could be anything. We do earrings, bracelets, necklaces, but also key rings, bag tags, sun catchers, bookmarks. We just, as I mentioned earlier, we did bird feeders at the last workshop. So don't think just because it's beaded that it has to be jewelry. We usually make one or two pieces in a workshop. I run for about 2 hours. So we're very participant-led, and it depends on how everybody's enjoying themselves, how tricky people are finding any of the techniques, though it's all entry-level beginner stuff. So depends on all that as to how many pieces we get to make, but usually one or two. We come with trays full of beads, which are usually grouped in beautiful colours. I always think it looks a little bit like going to a lolly shop with all the jars of all the boiled lollies. Our beads are a really neat, eclectic mix that really do inspire you to think a little bit out of the box. Our stock all comes from donations. So we take people's broken, unloved, no longer worn, perhaps out of date, tangled mess of a jewellery collection. Our volunteers pull that to pieces, we wash it all, and then we sort it all. So every bead has a bit of history, and I really think that if it's not too on the nose, that connection of having something that people have chucked out, something discarded, turned into something beautiful again. And I think, there's a lovely sort of metaphor there of how we can turn a rubbish situation or a difficult time into something beautiful, and we can still find beauty within it. So that's a little aside, really, but that's something that connects to me. So, so you get taught by our tutor how to make the item. They'll guide you through. The volunteers support with any little hiccups or any problems. The biggest difficulty is choosing your colours and choosing your beads. That's the hardest part, the part that takes the longest. And then we sit together and we create. Conversations happen. Friendships can begin. You can share as much or as little as you want, in that safe space. And then you get to take home something that you made with your own hands, to keep for yourself or to share with somebody else. Our things can make great gifts too. And then, as I said before, you get the opportunity to take your kit bag and continue that creative journey, in your own space at home. And you realize that you do have creativity in you after all. It was just hidden. And hopefully we've found a way to bring it out, and now it becomes something that you can access again.
And as someone, I've done a few workshops now, in different places for with clients, and I can definitely attest to the fact that going through the beads and choosing your colors and choosing your beads, I feel like you could almost just have an entire workshop that's just playing with, like, not even doing anything with them, but just playing with them, picking through the beads.
Definitely.
Because it's such a good time, and it's actually such a great part of the workshop. And I actually really love, because what I've seen when I do the workshops is that the people who have come in and been a bit shy and maybe a bit
Yes.
reserved when they first come in, when they're standing next to or sitting next to someone and going through that, they're having a natural conversation. Oh,
Yes.
I like that one. Oh, that's nice. Oh,
Yeah.
where did you find that one? Oh, I like that color. And it kind
Yeah.
of sparks off these little conversations and these little connections and things like that,
Yeah.
which is, yeah, I think very much the beauty of the workshops and of
Yes.
that process of being able to choose your own beads.
Yeah.
Because yeah, I've been to creativity workshops and things before, and quite often it's like you're just given a pack with
Yeah.
whatever's in, and you just have to use whatever you've been given. But yeah, I think that process of really allowing like each personality to flow through by
Yeah,
choosing their own
bit of
beads.
your own expression, what speaks to you. Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. I just, yeah, it's my favorite part of the workshops, I think.
Yeah, it's quite tempting when you have all the when I've got the trays and we're sorting that ready, I often look and go, oh, I could make something with that. Oh, those colors go well together. And we're not making things today. We're just organizing.
Yeah,
Because there's
exactly right.
so many possibilities.
Yes. And you talked a little bit about, the volunteers. So you have your tutors who are wonderful. I've met both Jules and Bronwyn, and they're both absolutely fantastic and the perfect people for their jobs, really.
They really are.
Yeah, and yeah, absolutely very good at explaining everything. But Cambead very much runs on a very heavy volunteer basis. And so what kind of volunteer roles do you have within Cambead?
Again, we like to meet people where they are. If you contacted us and said you want to volunteer, that's a conversation we'd have as to what is your availability like? What do you want to get out of being a volunteer? So we have people who support us in the workshops, and we have people who support us with the bead breaking and sorting. So with the jewelry donations that come in. If you like sorting Lego or any of those kind of activities, then sorting beads might be up your alley as well. And then we also have fundraising support. We are not government funded, but we want to continue to offer our workshops for free, for the people that really need them. So, I mean, our kit bags are all free, as well. So we do community fundraising, and it helps to have people who are keen to be involved in those sort of activities, which might look like selling raffle tickets, or it might be coming along to an event, and getting to meet other members of the community at a market, or lots of different ways that people can choose to be involved as a volunteer. And again, I say I like to have a chat and sort of say, what do you want to get out of volunteering, and then what works for both of us.
Yeah, that's great. And also I if people are keen to help out, if you are, walking through a market and you happen to see a Cambead stall, like stop and have a chat.
Yeah,
And I know
definitely.
that you guys sell great little kits and things to fundraise and things like that. And so yeah, if that's
Yeah.
something you're interested in, definitely stop by and have a look and have a chat with the team, because
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
all very, very approachable people. And so if someone's listening to this and they think, oh my gosh, Cambead sounds amazing, and I really want to reiterate to people that everything is free. The workshop is free, the kit bag is free, the organizations that are involved don't get charged, the participants don't get charged. It is free to do a Cambead workshop. And so if someone's listening, either as a participant or as a organization, or as a member of the public who's just keen to get involved, what's the process look like for those different ways of helping out or being involved with
Perfect.
Cambead?
Yeah. So if you are somebody who is experiencing loss, trauma, or illness or disability, and you think, I'd love to have a go at this, your first point of call would be whatever community organisation you are with that supports you. So whether it's your, society or a more casual support group, we work with registered charities. So you would need to talk to your agency, your organisation, and get them to send me an email or give me a phone call. That email is otago@caninspire.org.nz. You can find us on Facebook, Cambead Otago. And you can also look up our webpage, cambead.org, and all that contact information is available through there. So you'll get your agency, your organisation, your society support group to contact me. And then we go through the process to set you up with a workshop. If you don't have an affiliation with any of those kind of groups, you can still send me an email. And we can have a chat about what we can do for you. It's a little trickier, but sometimes we can get you to piggyback on another existing organisation so that you don't miss out on the opportunity. If you're just a general member of the public and you want to reach out to help as a volunteer, or perhaps you have a jewellery box or craft cupboard that you need to de-stash, we would love your rubbish. Again, jump on the Facebook page, Cambead Otago, or the website and just get in touch and we can have a chat.
Yeah, perfect. And I think another really important aspect of CanBeat is how environmentally friendly it is, because the beads are repurposed, and I know that the kit bags are sewn together from like a lot of donated materials and things
yep.
like that. And
yep.
Yeah, it's really amazing what you guys have managed to pull together, like you say, from other people's rubbish, from
yeah.
something that would end up in the landfill.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just absolutely amazing what you guys managed to pull together and make out of that. It blows my mind.
It's lots of fun trying to think out of the box.
Yes, absolutely.
We have to get creative with what we do as well. Yep.
Yes. And you have a lot of creative people behind you. I know you're creative, and I know Jules and Bronwyn are very creative.
Yeah.
And I know some of your volunteers as well, and they're all very creative people.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We are unfortunately out of time for today. But just before we sign off, I will just get you to reiterate those contact details for anybody who might be listening and want to reach out to you.
Absolutely. So my name is Jenny, and I'm the Otago coordinator for CanBeat. You can email me on otago@caninspire.org.nz. Check out our Facebook page, which is CanBeat Otago, or have a look on our website, which is canbeat.org.
Perfect. Thank you so much for joining me today, Jenny. It was great to chat and to teach the public more about CanBeat.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jenny. You've been listening to MS Momentum, brought to you on the third Wednesday of the month by me, Katie Burns, Community Connector for MS Otago. You can listen again to this episode and find other podcasts from this series at oar.org.nz and on your favourite podcast platforms. To contact MS Otago, you can email info@msotago.org.nz or call us on 027 889 9035. Thanks for listening.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.